Well, from confusion to support, people in provincial New Zealand are digesting the government's new COVID-19 protection framework. It packs in plenty of detail, and while some have their eyes on the 90% target, others are sceptical about what it will herald. Jimmy Allingham reports.
Northland vaccinated more than 5,000 people on Super Saturday, over 3% of the region's population. But still more than 20% of people haven't had their first dose. District Health Board member Dr. Carol Peters says getting 90% double vaxxed won't be easy. Until that happens, vaccinated Northlanders won't regain all their freedoms. Dr. Peters says the newly announced $120 million to fast-track Māori vaccination rates will help iwi health providers.
A lot of people actually have trouble getting to vaccination, and these folks will go to homes to help people. They will go out to the areas themselves. They will take their cars with this money and drive out and get people vaccinated. So that is where our hope is for getting to 90%.
Alice Malone, a shop manager at Gifts on Rathbone in Whangarei, hopes the traffic light system will make lockdowns more of a last resort.
Of course it's a positive thing. It'd mean that we have customers in the shop rather than just our online orders.
But she thinks the northern parts of the DHB catchment will take longer to get to 90% than Whangarei. Vaccination rates in Taranaki and the greater Manawatū region are over 80% for the general population, although the district health boards have been told to improve Māori rates, which are lagging. New Plymouth local Tim Parr thinks the traffic light system clearly defines each level.
I think it's actually a damn good idea. It encourages people that if they want to do stuff, they've got to follow the rules and get vaccinated, and then we get the freedoms that we deserve and need.
Others warn of pushback and befuddlement.
For one, I don't think it'll get to 90%. That's just a ridiculous target. Absolutely not. I'd be absolutely shocked if New Zealand got to 90%.
I got the feeling that public-wise, there will be confusion. I really think so. Make it a bit more simple.
In Palmerston North, most people spoken to by RNZ gave the announcement a cautious nod of approval.
I think that everyone should get vaccinated and, you know, just like let everyone else have some freedom.
So you support the government's announcement today?
Yeah.
I definitely support it, and I think everybody should go out and get vaccinated. Like, it's really important for society.
I think that people should have more freedoms if the majority are vaccinated, but I do feel like there are people that have valid reasons to not be vaccinated, and they should be taken into consideration as well.
Wendy Carr is General Manager of Fielding and District Promotion, a group representing businesses in the Manawatū town.
From what I've read so far, it looks like most businesses, particularly larger ones, are going to have extra staff, because to be able to police vaccine certificates, you know, you need to have someone being able to do that. So I think there's going to be a little bit of confusion until we work it out. From what I've read so far, big public events where you have multiple entry points, or not even entry points, just, you know, town square things, are going to be nearly impossible.
She hopes more information about how the system works will become clear by the time the region hits the 90% target.